Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod, and this is my Audioboo audio blog on Tuesday, the 1st of November 2011. And I'm intending for this to be the first of daily audio blogs for November because it is NAPOD POMO, which is the National Podcast Posting Month. There's also National Blog Posting Month and National Writing Month and various other things, but I thought doing an audio boo would be more achievable than doing a blog post every day, and I'm certainly not in a position to write a novel over the course of November. So I've decided that given that the clocks have gone back and it's dark and, you know, we're kind of heading towards winter, that my theme for this month of podcasts on Audioboo is going to be actually finding some things to be optimistic and cheerful about, things that I like, things that are going well. And there are some things to look ahead to. I'm going to a Mamptus Kitchen course on Saturday. There's Strictly Come Dancing happening in the autumn, of course. New Kate Bush album due out later this month. The Doctor Who anniversary on the 23rd of this month. Got an escaped mum's weekend coming up, even though we're not going anywhere very glamorous because we're just going to a village inn in Coventry, but we're going to have a bit of pampering, so that's something to look forward to. And so I think there are quite a few things I can talk about. I have written a list, and I've certainly been able to come up with sort of 20-odd topics straight away off the top of my head. So quite a few of them are sort of gadgety things or, you know, sort of technical things that I like. And, you know, things to do with the media and on the TV and things that I read and stuff. So it's probably going to be fairly superficial. I'm not going to, you know, be delving into my soul or anything like that. It's going to be, you know, particular things that just make life that little bit better. And one example of this, not a technical thing as such, is having a lift share arrangement for getting to work, which works fantastically well. And actually, yesterday and Friday, I didn't have that lift share arrangement in place because the person who gives me lifts to and from work was actually having a long weekend. And so I got the train and stuff, you know, and that worked okay. It was doable. But it's not nearly as good as having a lift. Getting from my house to work by train involves a journey, bit of a journey to the station, whether I get a lift or walk. And then also the station in Loughborough is nowhere near at the university. So again, there's a journey the other end, a bus, or it's a bit of a trek and it's uphill. So, you know, it's a bit fiddly. And also, the nice thing about having a lift share, the really nice thing, is having a bit of a chat to somebody at the beginning and end of the day. He's actually in a different department than me, so, you know, there's nothing that's sort of too close to home. But sometimes, you know, if we've had a bit of a frustrating day or whatever, we can have a let off steam. And sometimes we have a bit of fun with the CDs that we play in the car, and, you know, just compare notes about stuff and things. So it's the company as much as the convenience of it. Also, there's it's nice feeling that we're being environmentally friendly. I know that is appreciated. The petrol money that I give to my lift share partner is appreciated by him, and it sort of shares the load. And he also likes the fact that he's not just using a car on his own, because he would feel that wasn't being very green. So it works really, really well, and is something I'm very grateful for. So anyway, bye for now, and I'll have something else that I feel is life enhancing to talk about tomorrow.